Amen.
Boy, talk about a huge distance between our first reading this morning and that gospel that we just heard. Paul says to us, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, let your prayers be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your souls and your minds in Christ Jesus. Beautiful words. Good news. And then the gospel comes. You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Man, if that doesn't give you whiplash, I'm not sure what will. Even more jarring, at least to me, than John's opening words this morning in those beautiful words of St. Paul, is the way that the gospel ended. Did you catch how it ended this morning? After telling us John's story, it says, with so many other exhortations, John proclaimed the good news to them. Good news. Man, if that's what good news looks like, I don't want to ever hear bad news from John, right? Trees being chopped down and burned up, being called a brood of vipers, being treated like we are snakes fleeing from a fire. That, if that's good news, I'm nervous to hear John on a bad day. I think you'll agree with me, that first reading from Philippians, that does sound like good news, right? But the second, it's hard to wrap your mind around that, even being connected with the first reading. Now, I actually did some decent amount of historical research this past week, trying to understand how we could hear John's words as good news. I can tell you about Pharisees and Sadducees, different historic groups of people who lived in the time that John the Baptist was preaching. I could tell you about political things that were going on in the time of John the Baptist. I could try to take us back in time and make John sound nice. But it's not going to work. Instead, I want us to honestly sit with John this morning and to struggle with his words. And I want you to believe for just one moment that there is a connection. A connection between John's words saying, you brood of vipers, and Paul's words talking about peace. Talking about God holding us. Talking about trust and safety. Because I tell you the truth, I think there is truly something that unites these two jarringly different concepts. So to show you what I'm thinking of, I want you to think of your own life for just a moment. And I want you to think of a time when you felt powerless or you felt stuck. All right? A time you felt powerless or stuck. A time when you saw problems. Maybe they were big problems, like global warming or divided politics. Or maybe it was personal problems, or maybe it was a health issue. But it was something that on your own, you didn't see how you could change it. How you could make things get better. You were stuck. I thought of a time like that this past Wednesday. I was trying to think of a time I felt really stuck. And believe it or not, I went back to my high school years, back to video games. Now hear me out for just a second. I wasn't the kind of person who usually played action games. I played long quest-like games where you had to unlock different intricate parts of the story. And if you didn't figure it out in the right order, you were never going to get to the end of the game. And I will confess to you right here and right now, first off, my parents didn't let me play that much. And secondly, I really wasn't that good. So I got stuck lots of different times. And I am actually old enough that growing up in those days, I couldn't go to the internet to find the answer. I know, it's weird to think of, right? I had to go to the library. Meg, can you believe it? I went to the library, and they had these magazines that would tell you about the tricks and the ways to get through different video games. And so I would go there and I'd read about how I could get unstuck from the game I had. Again, this tells you my parents were not willing to spend the $12 on the subscription for the magazine, right? And so I'd go to the library and I'd usually learn that the way I'd been playing the game was all wrong. That I was going to have to go back to the beginning and start over and do something entirely different if I ever wanted to manage to get past the place where I was stuck. I had to stop, turn around, and admit I didn't know what I was doing. And when I did that, I could actually get to the next level. You know, when you start thinking about John the Baptist in that way, it starts to make a little more sense that he might be offering good news. Humanity can get stuck. We can get stuck over and over again, not just in silly things like video games, but in the midst of real life, right? And on this day, humanity is coming out to John, and the good news that he is telling them is you don't need to be stuck anymore. There's another way. There's a way of hope. There's a way where you can start over. There is a way where if you follow God's path, new life can start showing up. Now, I admit, John does not do it in the most gentle sort of way. He doesn't use the best words. He could use a coach on PR, no doubt. But John is telling people who are stuck that there is hope for another way. And I think if we're honest about it, that kind of hope is, in fact, good news, isn't it? It's a journey that recognizes that God is telling us there are other ways for us to live. And when we start living in these different ways, the way that John is talking about sharing and giving and living as ethical beings, guess what? We start on a path of following God. And as we continue on that path, eventually we find ourselves right where Paul is today, seeing that in good times and in bad, God is with us. Recognizing that when things are going just the way we want them to, and when things aren't going the way we want them to, God and the peace of God is with us. These two readings are connected. Now, today's the third Sunday in Advent. For 2 weeks now, we've been told to pay attention, to keep our eyes open. We've been told to stay in the present and look for God. And today we are being told to continue this process of getting ready, of preparing for God to break into our lives. And so I want to ask you this question on this day when John the Baptist is thundering and inviting us to maybe get a little unstuck in our life. Where is it in your life right here and right now where you might need some sort of new way to move forward with God? Where might you be stuck? Stuck hearing the voice of John condemning you or telling you you're not good enough. Where is it you aren't hearing the voice of Paul telling you to trust, telling you to hope, telling you to have faith? We are invited to a journey of growing and trusting God, moving from John the Baptist's invitation to Paul's absolute certainty and faith. All of us, each and every one of us on this day, are invited to recognize where we might need to stop. Head on over to the library, be that the Bible or your prayers or another fellow Christian, and look for God's way forward. Because, friends, sometimes we get stuck on our own. But there is good news. There is another way. May that peace, may that love, and may that hope hold you up, even when you're not sure which way to turn. Amen.